Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A new study shows people in Philadelphia are becoming less reliant on cars, with other forms of transportation picking up the slack. KYW's Kim Glovis spoke with some who are trying to move things further in that direction.
The study by CompareCarInsurance.com says Philadelphia is the 8th least car-dependent city in the nation. Matthew Nickel is co-organizer of Philly E-Riders, whose members ride e-scooters, e-bikes, and e-skateboards.
I've ridden on scooters and skateboards where I'm wearing a full suit, and I walk up and I check in my board, and it's as if I took an Uber.
Nickel says Philly E-Riders have a presence on Facebook and more than 200 members.
I definitely see that being a growing trend among all the big cities, but especially Philadelphia. Philadelphia right now has been working on increasing its bike lanes.
Aaron Ritz, the city's transportation programs manager, says cars are not going away.
They're important to how people get around, but we also realize that the roads aren't going to get any wider in Center City or really any place in Philadelphia.
And for that reason, the city has a long-term plan to incorporate more bike trails, better walkable options, and an improved transit system in the years to come. Kim Glovis, KYW News Radio.